This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. And this is my go-to spot for all things food-related in Southern California.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. For the last couple of weeks, we've been previewing Long Beach Black Restaurant Week, which kicks off tomorrow. What is a restaurant week without a crave-worthy pizza? So, of course, Long Beach Black Restaurant Week delivers. We are going to be chatting with the pizzaiola and the co-founder of Miller Butler. They do a mobile kitchen that has a wood-fired mobile pizza oven, believe it or not. This gentleman really has learned and perfected how to make his dough. Pretty incredible. I've had a chance to sample a couple of their varieties. The pizzaiola being the butler of Miller Butler, that being Ahmad Jamal Butler. And it is a pleasure to welcome Ahmad to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Ahmad, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good to be here. Thank you.
Well, Ahmad, you are really a wonderful discovery, and that is really what Long Beach Black Restaurant Week is all about, to familiarize foodies with some of these under-the-radar establishments that are definitely worthy of a lot of attention. And I was charmed by what you and your wife are doing. I had a chance to sample a couple of your pizzas in a pop-up that you did a few weeks ago, and definitely wanted to have you on the show to talk about it. Now, Ahmad, I'm not the only one that feels very strongly about the quality of what you do. You had the extraordinary opportunity early yesterday morning to be on the KTLA Morning News. Tell us a little bit about that. Where did you do your pop-up, and how early was that segment?
But, you know, being in the pop-up business, you got to give yourself a bit of a head start. Like you said, it's a mobile kitchen, so it takes a little time to set up. So we were up at about 2 a.m. to be out there at 4 o'clock. You know, just to get the oven hot enough. We got a pretty big pizza oven, so we got to get the fire started, got to get the hearth up to temperature. We like it at about 750 degrees at least. So, yeah, so we were at Sumptuous Africa, another participant in Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. They're a Nigerian restaurant that's really delicious as well. So they allowed us to just to pop up in their parking lot just to do the segment. So that was really interesting to wake up that early just to make six pizzas. But I think it was worth it.
Ahmad, I like the way that you put that. you know, you always have a big smile on your face, and that definitely is a good thing. And for the KTLA crew, what pizzas did you prepare? Because that evening on their 6 p.m. newscast, towards the end of the newscast, their weather guy either had sampled that pizza or someone had raved to him about it. And, you know, he was mentioning it. So when, you know, those folks know food.
That was really great because, you know, we made all those pizzas with nobody to really serve them to. We only ate like a slice on the air. So we gave them to the cameraman. And, I guess he took them back and they really enjoyed them. So that's a good thing because, you know, we're not using preservatives or anything. So I'm glad they were able to hold up. But we did. We made our signature pies. We made one we call Il Chicano. It's sort of a Mexican style. We use churiman chorizo. I don't know if you know about churiman here in San Pedro, but he's probably making the best chorizo in Los Angeles. And we put that with roasted corn, cilantro, crema, cotija. It's a really delicious pizza with a chimichurri base. We also did a kale, mushroom, and goat cheese pizza, which has a pesto base. We make our pesto fresh. No nuts because, you know, when we're out there on the street serving pizzas, we definitely don't want anybody having any allergic reactions.
I don't think so.
We did a one we call the bougie pizza, which has prosciutto, arugula, honey, fresh Parmesan in our pesto base as well. Then we did a couple classics, a margarita, which anybody who makes pizzas, you got to have a good margarita under your belt, and then a pepperoni, which is just kind of the American pizza staple, you know.
Jamal, yeah. when I sampled you, of course, I did order the margarita. And just so our audience knows, it definitely is a worthy margarita. So you're starting off right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You gotta get the classics right. That's sort of our thing is that, you know, my wife is part Italian. She grew up in the Italian, sort of Italian-American tradition of, you know, the ziti's and the pizzas and all the, you know, all the good Italian food. And so we want to sort of stick to the tradition, and we definitely want to get the technique and the classics right, but we veer off a little bit and we try and make it our own. You know, she's really great with flavors. You know, that's the pizza we call bougie. You know, I'm just an American kid, a black kid, grew up in South Central. So the idea of putting the honey on the pizza just blew my mind. But once I had it, I was like, oh, wow. You know, it just opened up a whole new world for me. So, yeah, it's really fun doing what we do.
Now, you perfected your pizza dough recipe on your own, but in terms of the styles of pizzas that you do, you collaborate with Jelana, correct?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I like to say I am sort of the engineer and she's the artist, you know. We also make fresh pasta, and so learning to make the pasta dough was part of sort of my learning experience as well. And, our original recipe came from her dad. It was kind of like a family recipe, and I just kind of, he was in the restaurant, so he was using sugar because I felt like he could control it a little more in that restaurant environment, but us just kind of popping up on the streets, it was really blowing up on me sometimes, so I just had to, like, tinker with the recipe a little bit and just sort of like find what was best for us and what was going to work best in our environment. I feel like I've done a pretty good job. I know my wife likes to say that I've mastered it, but I've only been at this about 2 years. I've got a really good dough now, but you don't master or perfect anything. We just keep working at it. And, you know, our pizza now is better than it was 2 years ago. And, you know, in 2 years from now, it's going to be better still.
Well, Ahmad, I like the way you envision this and that it's always a work in progress. But with Jelana's Italian background, if she gives this the Gold Star seal of approval, obviously you know you're doing it right.
For sure. I love it when Italian people, you know, they come to the stand and they try our pizza and they come back and they're like, you know, you nailed it. You know, nothing feels better to me than when, like, Italian people let us know that we're doing it right, you know?
Well, that is definitely the ultimate compliment. Now, you have a secret menu item pizza or one that's by request only, but you do one with pears. Tell us about that one.
Oh, yeah, that's another one of those things that, you know, my wife, so good with her palate. The pear and gorgonzola pizza, it's a vegetarian pizza that we have on the menu. And it's actually really simple. It's sort of a cheese blend, a pesto, sliced pears, gorgonzola, and a bit of arugula, and, you know, some fresh Parmesan on the end. And it's just like, it's umami, it's sweet, the peppery from the arugula. You know, she really does a great job of combining flavors. And, you know, for me, I just want to make sure that crust, that base is right. So when she comes up with these ideas, that we're like, that you know, you can't miss at that point, you know. So, yeah, that one's a good one. So, yeah, when you come to the stand, ask for the pear gorgonzola, we usually have it. Sometimes we don't. It depends on the season and how the pears are.
Ahmad, before we need to go out for our top of the hour break, when we come back, we're going to talk about where you're popping up during Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. But before then, what is the best website for Miller Butler so people can find you and understand more about what's going on?
Yeah, for sure. Well, when you want to find us, you want to catch us on Instagram. We're at MillerButler_SP. But you can also contact us at MillerButler.com. We have a contact us page if you're into catering. We do full service catering as well, not just pop up. So, you know, we can bring the party straight to your backyard if you like.
You're definitely on wheels. And before we go out, just very briefly mention some of the house-made pastas that Jelana does.
Yeah, sure. So we have a few different cuts. We do a fusilli, we do fresh bucatini, we do spaghetti, we also do a turmeric spaghetti, which is one of her recipes. She was a private chef for a long time and worked with a lot of NBA players and different athletes. So she started adding turmeric to the pasta to sort of help with the post-game inflammation and things like that. And then as well as, let's see, bucatini, spaghetti, fusilli, rigatoni. We do some hand-rolled garganelli, farfalle sometimes, pappardelle. Those are all hand-rolled. The raviolis, of course. All hand rolled, so those are special requests if somebody wants that. But yeah, you know, I'm the dope boy. I make all the pasta. She just puts the wonderful sauces and different things on top.
We are speaking with Ahmad Jamal Butler, who is half of the Miller Butler team, popping up during Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. It's our top of the hour break. Don't wander far. We'll be right back.